T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How we doing? Happy Football Friday, a national championship.
Happy
with Georgia.
Football Friday.
How about that,
yeah.
Guys? Yeah, love it. Yeah. Georgia in the under on Monday night. That was a pretty good way to start the week.
Yeah, right?
Loved it, yeah.
So
yeah.
Speaking of that, do my Philadelphia Eagles have a chance this weekend?
Well, I'm actually, as of right now, because I'm doing all my work for the shows today and the specialty shows we've got this weekend, the weather. This is really interesting. The weather in Tampa Bay on Sunday here. I actually had it on my screen. Where is it now? Let's take a second to get back up. The total has been dropping precipitously here. Opened at 49 with the Bucks and the Eagles. Now sitting at 45.5. And the reason for that is the weather in Tampa is supposed to be bad coming up on Sunday. Like, the wind is supposed to be potentially terrible. 24, 25-mile-per-hour winds potentially. I think we've talked about this on the show before. Like, tomorrow night, Bills and Patriots are playing in a game where it's going to be like 0 degrees with the wind chill. But there's going to be no wind, so it's basically going to be like a regular football game. And Hugh, you can speak to this, right? Like, wind is what really screws up an offensive game plan, right?
Yeah.
So if the Bucs want to drop back and throw it 40 times against the Eagles, which is, I think, how you attack that defense. I mean, Brady's got a good arm, but I mean, is he going to be able to sling it when there's 25 mile per hour winds? I actually think if that's what the weather is going to be and it's going to be raining, I think it benefits the Philadelphia Eagles. So the point spread right now is sitting at 9. I haven't bet that game yet, the first game on Sunday, Eagles and Buccaneers. But if the weather's going to be like this, I actually think the Eagles have a chance to win the game, and I would say no chance otherwise in ideal conditions. So let's monitor that weather. I think the Eagles become actually a pretty good bet if the wind's going to be 25 miles per hour.
Well, Hugh, you can either change your pick here or
well,
on the
why
station
not?
In Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm going to change it at halftime. I'm just to orange.
Well, right before the game, if the wind's going to be like 30 miles per hour, then I think you could pick the Eagles and feel decent about it.
I'm going to wait till the weather play out, and then at halftime I'll change my pick.
You mentioned the Buffalo game tomorrow night where it's supposed to be, -2, I think is what I saw in real field here. The Viagra Bowl between the Bills and the Patriots. How do you play the under in a cold game like that?
I actually think, John, I'd play the over.
Really?
I understand, it's going to be really cold.
Okay.
These teams are going to be able to move the ball on offense. It's not like there's going to be wind that's going to be knocking down, the throws. And also, what we saw in the Monday night game these two teams played back on December 3rd when the wind was crazy, the Bills didn't figure it out until, 50 minutes into the game. This is why you have Josh Allen. He did this for when he was at Wyoming. He can sling it through 30-mile-per-hour winds. He's got the arm to be able to do that here. So when these two teams met up again on December 26th in Foxborough, the total of that game was 43.5. The game finished, landed on 54. The Bills won that game 33-21. I actually think this total's probably too low. I think people are thinking, oh, well, it's going to be cold, and they're going to be running the ball. Maybe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they're going to be able to throw. Why can't they throw the ball in this game? It's just going to be cold. The wind's not going to be bad. So I actually think the total's too low. I think I'd play the over. If I had to play the side of the game, I would actually only bet the Patriots here. That does not mean I think the Patriots are going to win the game. 4.5 was what I was looking for. It's 4 right now. I think 4 is still okay for New England. I think the true spread of this game should be 3.5. And I understand we're not talking about a monumental difference there, but a slight one, and it's a primetime game and it's a playoff game, so I'll look to have some action on it. So Patriots 4.5 would be my ideal bet. I still feel like Patriots +4 is okay. I do think this will be a close game. I do think the Bills are probably going to win. I think it'll be an entertaining affair coming up tomorrow night.
Nick Costos is our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. We're talking about the wildcard weekend games. If there's a game Nick, this is how I get in trouble, okay? This is how I get in trouble betting, because I talk myself into things. I looked at Dallas -3 and said, lock. Dallas is going to run San Francisco. That's how I get in trouble, right?
No, I kind of agree with you. I like Dallas in the game. Now, there are no locks, so like that's something you should probably get away from.
Yeah, right.
Because nothing's a lock. Locks are on front doors and bank vaults. No such thing in the betting community. But I do like Dallas in the game, and Dallas minus three, John, to your point, I think is the bet that you're looking for here. I don't like Dallas minus 3.5. I like Dallas minus 3. I think Dallas sets a better quarterback in this game, certainly with Dak Prescott. Jimmy Garoppolo's thumb, not convinced it's fully healthy. I'm sure they gave him the pain injection at halftime on Sunday, and he was much better in the second half in the comeback effort against the Rams. I think Dallas's defense is a lot better, too. Now, I do acknowledge there's some volatility associated with this game where I think if I told you Dallas is going to win the game by 10, would anyone bat an eyelash? I don't think so. I also think if someone told you San Francisco could win the game by 7 to 10 points, I actually wouldn't bat an eyelash, even though I like Dallas in the game. So I do think there's some volatility associated with this, but I think at 3, we're actually getting a discount on Dallas. I think the true number in this game should be Cowboys minus 4, so I did lay it with Dallas. We'll be on the same side of this game. Dallas minus 3, no interest at 3.5, and for people out there that are like, oh, it's only a half point, what does it matter? 3 is the most key number. Like, you're not like betting to like teams to win here, right? We're betting a point spread. So you have to be a little bit mathematically savvy here, or you don't have to. Just listen to me. Dallas minus 3 is the bet you're looking for if you like the Cowboys.
Rams, Cardinals. Can the Cardinals win?
I think they can. It's a really interesting betting market, guys, and I'll be very quick with this, I promise, but it's kind of like the conversation we had about Georgia-Alabama, right, where we saw the last time these two teams played, it was on Monday night about 5 or 6 weeks ago, right? The Cardinals closed a 3-point favorite in that game. The Rams ended up winning on the road 30-23. Now we're seeing the Rams at home be a 4-point favorite. So this is a major, major adjustment. And we account for home field, right? But, I mean, it's still a gigantic adjustment from that game. Kind of similar to the Alabama-Georgia game, right? From 6.5 in the SEC championship game to 2.5 or 3 in the national championship game. I thought, like, that was too much. I also think this is too much. Now, I don't feel as strongly about Arizona as I did about Georgia, which, honestly, was one of, like, my biggest financial bets of the season was Georgia on Monday night. But I do like Arizona. I think the number should be 3. I bet 4.5 earlier in the week. I feel like 4 is okay. Also, like the under in this game, guys, like under 49.5.
Nick Costos, a few more minutes with Nick Costos. He's the host of You Better You Bet. He is the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. 12.5 is a big number, especially in a playoff game. Chiefs over the Steelers, that's a lot of points to give.
They did beat them by 26 a couple weeks ago. But to your point, John, you are right that if someone out there and people listening, like if you want to bet the Chiefs, I'm not going to tell
you. That screams backdoor cover.
I mean, right? It could. I mean, well, the problem is that, look, I like the Steelers a little bit, and I'll get to that in a second. But the Steelers averaged 4.3 yards per play when these two teams met 3 weeks ago at Arrowhead. And the Steelers were down the entire game, right? And I think, you know, you don't have to have played football like you did to know this, how hard that is when you're in comeback mode the entire game to average 4.3 yards per play, like when you're throwing on every down. So it was a truly pitiful offensive effort by the Steelers a couple weeks ago. Now, if you're going to bet Kansas City in the game, and I'm not even saying that's necessarily a bad idea, you have to acknowledge that you're paying the Kansas City. That game closed 10 a couple weeks ago. Now it's 12.5 based off one game. Now, we're not going through key numbers here, so it's no bet for me right now. But if we hit a 13 in between now and kickoff, my sense is that we will, because the Chiefs are obviously going to draw a lot of interest here. That's going to be a buy point for me on Pittsburgh. And we have seen, to be fair, right, we saw it last week against Denver, the Chiefs play with their food. We've seen it this entire season. It was the story of the first half of their year, turning the ball over with, like, alarming frequency. Why can't that happen here in this game? I mean, I'm not going to, but just at 13, I feel like that's probably a little too far here. So 13 will be my buy point for the Steelers. I would never bet the Chiefs at these numbers. Again, that does not mean that the Chiefs can or won't blow them out again, just that I don't think it's a valuable bet to be made.
Well, you know, earlier in the program, when we did our pick six and we picked the games, Nick Costos, I took the Raiders over Cincinnati. If you look at the wild card teams, the Raiders, the Patriots, the Eagles, Niners, Steelers, Cardinals, is there a team among the wild card teams that are in here that you think can make a run to the Super Bowl?
So we're talking like underdogs, right? Are we talking the underdogs in these games or any team playing this weekend?
No. I'm talking about those wild card teams, those six wild card teams. Can any of those six teams make a run to the Super Bowl?
To make a run to the Super Bowl, I think so. The Niners is probably the easiest answer, right? Even though they probably have to go to Green Bay the next round, I think they're the best team. I think they would probably lose against the Packers. The one that's really interesting, so let me ask you this question, guys. Do you guys think the Chiefs are, forget about the point spread, are the Chiefs going to win on Sunday?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes.
So if the Chiefs win, right, and the Patriots beat the Bills, the Patriots are and the Bengals beat the Raiders, right? Which is what probably we're expecting to happen. They're 4.5-point favorites. I bet the Raiders in the game, but I think the Bengals are probably going to win that game. That we are going to see the Patriots in all likelihood if the Patriots beat the Bills. If every other favorite holds serve, the Patriots go to Tennessee in the divisional round. And guys, like, I'm telling you right now, like, don't be surprised. Like, the Patriots are at the, at worst going to be a pick'em in that game if not favored. I'm just telling you.
God,
like, Tennessee is going to be an underdog against whoever they play probably next week, unless it's Cincinnati, in which case they'll be a favorite. And then they will be an underdog definitely against Kansas City or Buffalo at home in the AFC Championship game. So, like, if the Patriots win tomorrow night and it sets up that it's Patriots-Titans, that will almost certainly be the early game next Saturday, right? The Patriots are going to be a pick'em or they're going to be favored in the game, and then they're probably going to go to the AFC Championship game now. They'll be dogs against against Kansas City probably in that game. But I would say because of that, I would say the Patriots have the best chance.
Bills,
I know no one
Bills,
wants to hear
go
that.
Bills,
but.
Go Bills. Please, Bills. Please,
yeah.
Bills.
But, I mean, that made sense, right? Like, they're going to play Tennessee. They're going to be favored in the game. Like, I'm just – like, don't be surprised if and when that happens.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, I know. All right, Nick. Yeah, you're not going to make – look, I we don't like the Swampers here, but right behind them are those guys.
I understand. So, I would like to see the Bills win, too. And then, by the way, if the Bills and Chiefs both win, we get Bills-Chiefs, which is probably the AFC Championship game next weekend in Arrowhead, which would be an
absolutely
sick game.
Because, I mean, the worst-case scenario for us is, like, you know, Patriots-Buccaneers. I mean, that game would just – I mean, that would be 2 weeks of just –
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think I'd be pretty into that. Patriots-Bucks, right? Brady versus Belichick.
No,
I understand.
That would be a good game. That would definitely be a good
game. But, I mean, like, come on. Like, I mean, the Braves just won the World Series. Georgia won the National Championship.
Yeah.
Like, Atlanta's got to drop this, man. Like, who cares, man? Like,
because
Arthur
I'm greedy
Smith's a good
and
coach.
I'm petty and all these things. What are you talking about? Drop it? No, I don't forget. I'm like an elephant, you know. No,
I understand, but I mean, Atlanta's on the up and up, man. You got two championships in the last couple of months.
Right.
Things are good.
Have you watched the Hawks lately? All right, so
Hawks will be okay, man. They got to get Capella back. That'll help them.
Nick, where can the fans find you?
You bet. Weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Odyssey.com, Odyssey app. YouTube, Twitch, stationwide. Also, we're on two special playoff shows this weekend. Tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. I'm not sure if we're on this station or not, but a bunch of stations around the country and new ones as well. So 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow morning. Side total props for every game, and then we're back on Sunday morning in our regular Sunday morning time slot, 10 a.m. to noon, getting you set to bet and win on the NFL playoffs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.